Hello and welcome to Come Talk With Me, a podcast about sensuality and guiding women and men to the pinnacle of pleasure. My guest today is April, 23, a primary school teacher in Omaha who doesn't believe she has ever reached orgasm. Oh my. This is Come Talk With Me, a podcast about finding new paths to pleasure. Everybody should have access to their best orgasm possible, if they want it. I've dedicated my life every day to making this a reality. Join us weekly when we talk to a guest about their struggles and how we can resolve them. Welcome to the Come Talk With Me podcast. This week, as with every week, we are sponsored by Cumtown. There is always a good time to be had in Cumtown. Let's see what's going on there this week. Come on down to Cocklock Day. We've got big locks for small cocks and small locks for big cocks. Christmas locks, birthday locks. We even have the new F-35 model shock lock. Cocklock Dock, conveniently located within Cumtown. Use our offer code CTWM for 20% off an order of 3 locks or more. Shock lock not included. Hello, welcome back to the Come Talk With Me podcast. Let's meet our guest, shall we? Hi, I'm April. Is this like this or closer to the mic? I'm not good at this. That's perfect, honey. Tell us about yourself. Okay, I'm 23. I live in Omaha. I teach the third grade at a primary school. And April, have you ever had an orgasm? I'm not sure. I felt good before. When I've had sex with my boyfriend, I sometimes... Oh, no, he's going to hear this, isn't he? And don't listen to this podcast, dearie. Go on. Oh, okay. Well, I guess sometimes it kind of builds up, you know, right here. And the listeners can't see you. Oh, yeah, duh. I mean, kind of built up, you know, kind of in the pit of my stomach. Like, I can feel something is happening. But then, I mean... He's great, okay? He's the best, but, like, it's over. And then, well, it's over. Sure, we've heard that story before and come talk with me. You aren't alone. But what about on your own? Oh. No, alone, without your boyfriend. Alone? Oh, like alone. Well, I guess I don't really... I mean, you don't really... God's watching. April, darling, this is a safe place for you. You can tell me anything. I won't judge. Really? Okay. Well, like, I've experimented and stuff. When I was younger, I had this stuffed animal that I would... But nothing ever worked for you. On your own, I mean. You never achieved an orgasm on your own. Well, one time I was thinking about Taylor Lautner. Yes, he's delicious. Go on. Well, I was experimenting. And I thought something was happening, but I guess I got scared or something. And then nothing did happen. I see. April, first, I want to thank you for your honesty. We all appreciate how brave you are and that you came here today at all. Now, I want you to know there is nothing wrong with you. You are not broken. You are not less than. You are valid and valuable. I can see you nodding, so I know you hear me. But are you hearing me?
Yes, I hear you. I thought if I was a good girlfriend.
Oh, darling. I don't know you, April, but I can tell you are a good girlfriend. And better, you're a good person. April, I can't make any promises. There are certainly people who never learn to reach orgasm, and sadly, there are some who physically cannot. All women deserve to be able to orgasm, April.
But it doesn't make you less of a woman if you can't. Not being able to orgasm is not a commentary on you or your worth. But I can also tell you that in 120 prior shows, we have only twice been able to resolve an issue like yours. And we've had some screaming success. Are you ready to give it a try with me?
Yes. Yes, I'm ready.
Excellent. The first thing we're going to do is get you into the right headspace. So do this for me. Take off your shoes. Sit back. And relax.
Okay.
In fact, are you totally comfortable? You are looking very beautiful, but that dress may not be the most comfortable. It's just us here. Would you like to take the belt off? Or perhaps the brassiere?
Mm-hmm.
Good, good. Let's do that. Get off that belt. Get out of that nasty bra and relax. Here, let's get you this ottoman to put your feet up.
Thank you.
All set?
Oh, well, I guess.
Great. Now put up your feet. That's it. Scooch down a bit so you can rest your head. Perfect. Now let's start with deep breaths. I want you to take a deep breath in. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. And in, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4. Very good. Keep breathing. We want to keep those lungs full of fresh air. Now, I am going to come around behind you. Don't be nervous. Keep breathing. Now I'm just going to rub right here on the temple. Don't be afraid. Relax. That's it. Good girl. Keep breathing. In. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. How is that?
Oh, nice. Oh, very nice.
And if I rub at your scalp, right here at the base of your beautiful hair.
Oh,
that's it. Good job, babe. Oh. Relax. Let me do your shoulders. Oh. We carry so much tension in our shoulders and arms, and all the smartphone computer nonsense doesn't help.
Oh,
is it nice if I squeeze your shoulders?
So tight.
Squeeze. And down your arms. Is that nice? Now, April, you keep breathing. I'm going to touch you here. Is that okay?
Yes, you can.
I'm going to unbutton the top of your dress then. Oh, is that okay?
Yes, yes.
How are my hands? Are they warm enough?
Yes, they're so warm. So
good. Now tell me, April, do you like your breasts stroked?
Mm-hmm.
Is that nice for you? How about your nipples? Mm, does it feel good if I softly tug on them?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Now, dear Lisa, yes, that not all women, but many experience a strong link between nipples and clitoris. So it tends to be more pronounced with one breast or the other. It is best to start by tugging lightly.
Mm.
Not right on the nipple, per se, but right behind it, where it meets the rest of the breast, on the areola.
Oh.
How is it, April? Huh? Which feels better, left or right?
Oh, the right. Right.
And don't you worry. I won't stop playing with these amazing nipples. You keep breathing and relaxing. That's a good girl.
Thank you.
I hope you're relaxing and playing along, my listener. April is breathing heavier, and her pupils are becoming dilated, so I can see that for her, stimulation of the breasts and nipples will be productive. April, May I kiss and lick these delicious looking nipples? I genuinely believe it will help aid you.
Please lick my nipples.
I'm going to come around the front.
Okay.
And how was that, April? Do you like that?
Oh, God, yes. Please don't stop. Please don't stop.
Not to worry, dear. We just got started. Okay. April, can I please ask you to sit up a bit for a moment?
Okay.
So I can pull this lovely dress up.
Oh.
That's a good girl. And off.
Oh.
Good job. Good girl. Just the two of us. April, would you like me to kiss you, love?
Oh, my God, yes, kiss me.
April, you are delicious.
Please kiss me there.
Now lean back.
Okay.
That's right. Right on back. Good job. April, darling, these cute little panties have to come off. Is that okay, love?
Yes, it's okay.
Take them off, please. A listener, let me paint you a picture. Our lovely April is completely naked. She is glorious. She really is a peach. April, that boyfriend of yours is lucky to have you.
Think so? Really?
I know so. So, sweetie, I'm going to ask you to start touching yourself.
Oh.
Can you do that for me? It's just the two of us. Let me guide you. Let me show you how.
Okay.
Take this hand.
This one?
Yes, take it. Like this.
Okay.
And touch lightly.
Oh.
Is this how you do it at home? Maybe when you lock your door.
Yes, this is how.
Good girl, good girl. Just like that. Keep touching. You keep touching and I will keep touching. I want to keep kissing these lovely breasts.
It feels so good. Oh, feels good.
It does, doesn't it? Oh, April, you deserve this. You are worthy of it. You are so crazy beautiful, April.
But I can't ever get past this. It's so fucking frustrating.
I know, I know. So many of us have been right where you are, April. But so many have also found their way past this point.
Okay.
Keep breathing. Keep touching.
All
keep
right.
touching that delicious looking pussy.
Okay.
Try to focus a bit more on your clitoris. You know where? Good. That's right. Rub around it. Push on it through the hood.
Oh.
Is it a hot, hard little circle, April? Does your delicious clit want to be rubbed? It's up to you, April. But if you want, you can slip a finger inside.
Yes.
Would you?
Yes,
like
it
that?
Want. It does want.
I'll tell you what. You keep rubbing and see how it feels.
Finger. I don't know. Will it help? Okay. Oh, it feels like it always does. I can't cross this river.
That's okay, April. You're doing grand. I can see that I might need to take a hand in this.
Literally. Please.
Spread your legs wider for me.
Okay.
That's it. Nice and wide. That'll give me room. And let's see what I can do to help. I am your guide today, and I will guide the way for you.
Thank you.
Now, April, I will go so slow. If you don't like anything, if anything at all feels wrong, you just tell me, okay?
Okay.
We need to be honest for this to work.
Room?
To start, I'm just going to kiss.
Okay.
Kisses are okay, right?
Yes.
I'll kiss these pretties.
Pussy.
Okay. It's so beautiful. You are so beautiful, April. Fucking sexy, really. And if I lift, is this okay?
Okay.
I think that means you like it, yes? Let's continue.
Yes, they're all right.
You are so fucking delicious. I couldn't help but notice earlier, but you liked attention right on your clitoris.
I didn't know.
Many women find that to be a bit too much. But if I lick right there, is it okay?
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh,
yes.
You are actually getting
so. Oh my god. Oh my god.
You feel that?
Oh fuck.
Oh, you're so fucking weird, love.
I feel it.
And if we go on and off.
Oh God, please. Please. Oh, I don't. Please don't stop. Oh God, please don't stop.
It may help if I add a finger or two. You get to decide who is and isn't inside you. So. May I fuck you with my fingers, love?
Oh, my Lord, yes, fuck me.
Exactly. I'll start slow and build you up.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, Jesus.
Nice, slow, just in it.
Oh, fucking fuck me.
Yes, fucking love. That's it, April, that's it.
Yes.
You're being such a good girl, yes, April. Take my fingers. Take them in all the way. Take my fucking fingers.
Yes.
In and out. In and out. Relaxing. Breathing. Feeling. Feeling.
Okay.
You can touch your nipples if you like.
Okay.
Now, April. I can see you're in the right head space. In a moment, I'm going to lick right on your clitoris.
Don't stop fucking me.
I won't stop.
For the love of God, don't stop.
I won't stop. Here's what I want you to do. Don't forget to breathe. You need all that oxygen.
Okay.
I want you to focus on my tongue. And my tongue is here for you, eh?
Oh, your tongue. Oh, your tongue. Please. Please.
Now, come on, April. You can do it.
Okay.
I know you can do it. Come for me, April. Come. Come. Come on my mouth.
Oh my fucking. Oh my.
Come
fuck.
On my mouth, love. Oh, give it to me, baby. Give me that's a good girl. Good girl. Shh. Let it out. Right. Here are my fingers going in and out. That's it. That's my good girl. Just breathe for me. Breathe now. Oh.
I can't believe it, honey.
I know.
I can't believe it. It's
very emotional, isn't it?
I mean, what the fuck?
This is what I want
boyfriend?
All of you to know. This isn't about what you or your partner do right or wrong. It's not a trick. You are a good person, my listener. You deserve pleasure. And you can have pleasure, especially if you join my show back again next week on episode 222 of Come Talk With Me.
That was so good.
So how was it?
I think I love you.
I know, dear, I know.